Thank you for calling customer support.
Hello.
This is Rachel, and I am a supervisor. How can I help you?
Well, I have fraudulent charges on my credit card. I have $67 and $5 and something cents on my credit card, and it's fraudulent. I didn't order any of those things, so. Hello, are you still there?
Yes, ma'am. So that I can best assist, I need to get an account pulled up for you. If you'd please provide your zip code.
19063.
All right. Thank you. And one moment, please.
I'm putting you on because I can't hold the phone right now. So I have my statement here from my bank, and my credit card charge, and I have these two charges that I never ordered anything like this. Hello?
Okay, ma'am. If you could also, yes, ma'am. If you would also please provide your first and last name.
Linda Slavin, S-L-A-V-I-N.
Okay, thank you. And one moment, please. Wow, that information is coming up. All right, I do apologize for the wait. I'm still accessing information.
Yeah, 20 minutes. I've been holding on the phone for 20 minutes. It's a little crazy, but I'm still holding in here. Oh.
Okay, I'm almost there. All right, for security purposes, please verify your address.
77 Talbot Court, Media, PA, 19063.
All right, thank you. And if you would also please verify your email address.
SD Sam L, V as in Victor, I as in Ice, N as in Nancy, LINDA, number one at gmail.com.
Okay, thank you. And please verify your phone number.
610-745-5681.
All right, thank you for that information. All right, I've got an account located that shows your name and your address, as well as email and phone number. Let me just open it up here. All right, it shows a canceled account for a sweepstake offer for the Cruzat.
I never ordered that. I think it was a freebie. It was supposed to be like a $5 charge for the shipping and handling, but they never said it was going to be like a $67 charge. So it's like a fraudulent thing. You know what I mean? It probably was something that said it was a free thing for answering all these questions, and I fell for it. I'll never do that again. That's for sure. So that's wrong. You can't do that to people. It's not fair.
All right. It does show the $67. Pardon me for just a moment.
There's no way I'm paying $67. I don't even know what the hell it is for. Oh, God. Hold on a minute.
Okay, ma'am, I do apologize for the wait. It'll be just a moment. My apologies.
So what are we doing in just a moment? Tell me what we're doing so I can relax now. You're taking the charge off? Are you taking the charge off?
Okay, thank you so much for holding. I had a dry cough there. It shows the discount shopping membership that came with the sweepstake offer. That's what the $67.32 is that was billed on December the 7th. That information was provided in the terms and conditions. And with that sweepstake offer, it does show you paid the $5.74 there.
Yeah, so why is there a $67 charge? Isn't that ridiculous? That doesn't make any sense.
Well, our apologies for the inconvenience. I can offer 50% refund off the $67.30.
No, I want the total. I never received anything, and it was a fraudulent charge because it was supposed to be a free thing for $5 to ship it, and then you have the nerve to charge me $67, but I never received anything. So I never got anything. So take the whole charge off. What a ripoff this is. It's amazing. How do you get away with this? People don't pay attention to their credit card bills, I guess. So can you please just take the whole charge off? I don't care about the shipping and handling. That was my stupidity, but I am not paying $67 for nothing.
Okay, ma'am. Have you reported that as being a fraudulent charge to anyone besides
the
merchant?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay. So you've already reported that as a fraudulent charge?
Yes.
Okay. When did you report it as a fraudulent charge?
To my credit card company.
Yes, ma'am. When did you report it as a fraudulent
charge? Today. Oh, today.
Okay. And what did they advise you to do?
Contact you guys. Contact the charge thing. So, which I'm doing now, which is taking like hours, which is ridiculous also, but whatever.
Okay. Have you already put in a claim, ma'am, for the fraudulent charge?
Yes. So you need to, like, take the charge off my credit card because I didn't receive anything, and that wasn't the agreement I agreed to. It was supposed to be a free thing for $5. It was supposed to be a free crock pot type of thing, and I went for it thinking I'm stupid. I didn't realize that it was going to be something like this. So how do you get away with that, charging that kind of money afterwards, and then even received it? I never got anything in the mail, so why would I pay half or any of it?
Well, once again, I apologize for your inconvenience. Information was provided there in the terms and conditions. You have to actually win this particular item. But if you put in a claim for the charge as a fraudulent charge with your card company, we would have to have a representative from your card company call to confirm you're willing to drop the dispute for the charge. They would need to contact us here.
Okie dokie, they will do that. So you're saying that this was like a contest, and some people win it and some people don't? So they charge you regardless?
It's a sweepstake offer, ma'am. The $67.32 for the shopping store membership was in the terms and conditions.
Oh, my God, that is such bullshit. It is such bullshit. Unbelievable. That is not what I signed up for. I signed up for a free cruise thing, and I was paying for the shipping and handling, and I should have known better. That was something I have to warn everybody about because I didn't get anything, and it was oh, my God, this whole thing is a joke. No problem. Okay, so you're not going to credit my account, so I'm going to keep it the credit card company and dispute it with them.
Okay, on the recorded line, ma'am, with the information provided to me, that's the proper protocol. Here we're third party. We're not billers or shippers, but we have to have confirmation that the claim is being dropped or the dispute's being dropped in order for the company to refund you. And we would do that with them on the line.
All right, thank you so much.
Thank you for calling customer support.
Yeah, what a...